Can you talk about the presentation you did at ASCO looking at the dose escalation of sorafenib?
Sure. We started that in 2005 of December, so it's approaching its second year now. We initially treated 44 patients, and it was taking what we felt when we designed the trial, low dose or the FDA approval dose of sorafenib, and that there was some nice phase one data that suggested that at higher doses, one would see more activity. Also hypothesizing you might get more of a RAS kinase inhibition at higher doses. So we wrote the trial for clear cell component patients and saw a 20% response rate of 44 patients. 9 of 44 patients had a complete response, and another 16 had a partial response. So we reported 56% of the individuals had objective responses, and the average response or progression-free survival median was 12 months, which, again, it's not a head-to-head trial with what we've discussed previously, but suggests we now have a complete response rate population and partial response rate population similar to what we know of already by simply increasing the dose.
Do you think that that's a strategy that's reasonable to implement right now in a non-protocol setting?
No, not in the United States because of third party, again. But I think it's a strategy. We're confirming the data now. We've added another 30 patients. We're more than halfway done with recruitment. Three other institutions geographically selected colleagues in California, New Jersey, and Nebraska, so components of the United States confirming. And what I would like personally to see happen is take that data. We'll have more than 120 patient population and really present it to the Food and Drug Administration. And I think the way it can be changed is in the package insert for those patients who tolerate the escalated doses strategy should have that opportunity. Because, again, if the data gets confirmed by our institution as well as the three other colleagues.
It's really a fascinating data set. Were you surprised at it?
Shocked, to be quite frank.
I imagine so.
Yeah, the data's, and it's all the complete responses are approaching 15 to 24 months now, maintaining that level of dose.
Any idea about maybe specifically what might be going on here?
The new trial, the 30-patient additional trial, we're looking at tissue markers and pharmacokinetics to answer those questions. So I don't have those answers at present. Tune in for next ASCO, and we'll have those answers.
Any speculations?
We must be blocking additional pathways at that level of dose. Has to be more overlapping pathways that we're inhibiting because we're not seeing that escape mechanism as long as individuals stay on the 1,200 or 1,600 milligrams level.
Any speculation about what pathways may be involved?
Maybe we're blocking more of the VEGF 1, 2, and 3 pathways more robustly, the PGF-beta-alpha pathways, the mTOR pathway may be getting some blockade. Wouldn't surprise me.